I've lived in St. Paul, Minnesota for nearly 20 years now. I never intended to live here. I was perfectly happy on the East Coast for 40 years of my adult life. But I met a woman who lived in Minnesota, and well, you know the tune. But it's taken COVID-19 to get me to a part of the state that's wildly popular. A part that I, of course, never visited. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute, and I'm Rudy Maxa. Normally, I travel a lot. Overseas for 96 of the 98 episodes of my public TV shows, all over the place for speeches and the radio show, Europe to see my granddaughters and for a tour company I started last year, South America and Asia because I love South America and Asia. But with my wings clipped since late February, I accepted a kind invitation to come stay at a friend's family cabin up north in Minnesota, about 60 miles from the Canadian border. It seems every other person in Minnesota has a cabin up north. And by the way, the word cabin in this state doesn't necessarily mean a little log cabin that might or might not have indoor plumbing. I'll tell you about it in my next Travel Minute. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.